weird. Who walks into a shop and tells the owner they just stirred up a fire ant bed? I mean, what does that even mean? I had to tell Sarah. I'm going next door, I shouted. All right, Carrie said. I'll watch the front. Be right back. I stepped outside. The bright June sun warmed my arms. I smiled, letting the rays kiss my face. Shielding my eyes, I looked around Main Street. Shops lined both sides of the road, from the upscale children's boutique Butterfly Days to Gus's, the local fried burger joint. Yes, fried hamburgers. Patties floured and dropped into hot peanut oil. Yum. Seriously, don't knock it till you've tried it. The line at Gus's threaded out the door, spilling onto the sidewalk. My stomach growled. The beast would be fed later. But now I had some sister business to attend to. I stepped inside Sinless Confections, expecting the scents of roasted coffee beans and vanilla to seduce me, but instead, noxious fumes filled the air. Gray smoke puffed from the kitchen. Not being one to stand on ceremony, I charged into the back and found Sarah and Reed, a mop bucket of smoke and liquid, sitting on the floor between them.
What did you do? Sarah said, edging back from the fumes. What are you talking about? Reed said. I'm cleaning like you asked. With what? Sarah said. What's in that bucket?
Reed coughed.
Bleach and ammonia? What? Are you trying to kill us? What are you talking about? Reed said.
Through racking coughs, Sarah picked up the bucket, signaled for Reed to open the back door, and then flung the stuff into the alley. She tossed the bucket in the sink.
Reed, get the fans going. Why? Because ammonia and bleach make a poison when mixed together. I don't want the next person who walks into my store to die a violent death because my little sister isn't smart enough to know not to mix those two chemicals.
Reed grumbled as she plugged in a small circulating fan.
If this is how I'm going to be thanked for doing what I'm asked, I'm going to work for Dylan.
Oh, no, you're not, I said. I've got Carrie, and she's all I need right now. Besides, the way things go with you, you'll have my shop burned down within a week.
I was only trying to clean, Reed whined.
Yes, and just narrowly managed to avoid suffocating yourself, I said.
And me, Sarah added.
Reed shot us both a scathing look.
I have no talent.
That's not true, I said. It was, though, totally true. But I couldn't let my sister feel bad now, could I?
It is true. You make amazing clothes, and Sarah bakes pure heaven into her food, and what can I do? Kill people by combining poisonous chemicals.
Sarah wrapped an arm around Reed's shoulders.
One day, Reed, you'll find your gift.
And when she does, it'll probably kill us.
And the entire town, Sarah added.
Reed pouted her lips and huffed.
Ingrates, both of you.
She untied her apron and pulled it over her head. Her burgundy curls, restrained by the marmiest of school lunch lady hairnets, tumbled out onto her shoulders. Finette itself clung to her head by a stubborn hairpin. Yanking out the pin, she threw it to the floor and stomped on it. Sarah giggled.
Ha, teenage angst. Isn't it cute?
Reed threw her head back in defeat.
I can't do anything right.
Restraining my own laughter, I took my sister by the shoulders and guided her to one of the slick red bar stools in the dining room. Want some hot chocolate? Reed sniffled.
Maybe. Chocolate always makes things better, Sarah said, moving to heat a pot.
After she'd melted shards of dark chocolate and added milk, she served it to a sniffling Reed with a dollop of whipped cream on top. Sarah and I rolled our eyes as Reed took a couple of pathetic sips.
Better?
I asked. Reed wiped a dramatic teenage tear from under her eye.
Better.
I stole a sip from her cup. As soon as the chocolate hit my tongue, I felt my bones melt. Warmth and happiness washed over me, and I knew I had a dreamy-eyed look on my face. Oh, to be 18 and stupid again, I said.
I'm not stupid, Reed said.
I know that. But you can get away with things at your age that I can't at mine.
Yeah, old woman.
Sarah rolled her eyes.
28 is so old.
Reed fisted her hands on her hips and glared at me and Sarah as if she wanted to burn us alive.
Look, y'all, I...